step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. It seems that a lot of junior bankers on Wall Street and in the financial sector in general are not very happy with the bonuses that are coming their way. Some of them are even saying that it's a pay cut compared to last year when you factor in inflation. And while they're not wrong, I'm not going to feel any sadness or any empathy for the financial sector taking a bit of a haircut, especially considering the way they treat most of us with their predatory lending and the rest of the bullshit they're engaged in. And then when you see that it's a bank like Barclays, who was more than happy to give a huge job, running the whole place, by the way, to a guy like Jess Staley, I just shrug my shoulders and keep it moving. I have no sympathy for the financial sector whatsoever. Pretty much every problem that we find ourselves in, not only in the West, but as a civilization, can be traced back to these greedy sons of bitches in the financial sector. And then you add to that the fact that they're all hanging out with people like Epstein, and I have no use for these people. So I'm going to sit over here and play the world's smallest violin as these bankers and junior bankers cry that their bonuses aren't what they usually are. Today we have an article from the New York Post, and the author of this article is Lydia Moynihan. Headline: Barclays bankers complain over skimpy bonuses, say their morale is killed. Imagine? And we're not talking about, they're not getting any bonuses. We're talking about these guys getting anywhere from $35,000 to $90,000 as a bonus. That's pretty much all of us out here talking. How many of you are making 90 grand a year? I'm sure some of you are, but most people are making, anywhere from 40 to 60 grand a year, something like that, living pretty comfortably, depending on where you live. And these guys, well, that's just their bonus. And they're complaining about it. Now, I get it, right? It's all relative. If you're working in the financial sector and you're the one taking this haircut, sure, it's not very much fun. But the rest of us, we're sitting around looking at these guys and cracking up. Imagine at the end of the year or at Christmas time or whatever, you got a $95,000 bonus. I certainly wouldn't be crying into my eggnog, I'll tell you that much. Junior bankers at Barclays just learned about their yearly bonuses, and some are so disappointed that they're taking to social media to complain. I'm sure that's going to look good with the senior bankers. And how many people are going to get fired for taking their complaints to social media or showing confidential emails, or how people get fired up and they want to talk about it. And nowadays that means a lot of people will go to social media to do that. The British-based bank, which typically pays less than larger peers on Wall Street, like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase, was even stingier than usual this year, according to peevish posts by junior bankers on a closely watched financial blog. Well, look, Barclays is going to have to pay the piper at some point over their involvement with Jess Staley and his stink of Epstein. They hired him and they knew exactly what he was, exactly who he was, and then, come full circle, they have to let him go the way they did. We're going to need some answers, right? At some point, Barclays is going to have to cough up some answers. There's going to have to be a report, or we're going to see what the financial regulators came up with eventually, and it's not going to look good for them, I tell you that much right now. Especially considering Epstein and Jess Staley, they had an email chain of over 1,200 emails going back and forth. How many people do you have an email chain with 1,200 messages back and forth? Not very many, right? So Jess Staley, who was the boss over at Barclays for a very long time, is somebody that is obviously palling around with guys like Epstein. So right away, that throws a shadow over the whole organization, in my opinion. This time around, the range fell between 35,000 and 95,000, according to the post on Wall Street Oasis. That's down sharply from a year earlier, when Barclays' bonuses ranged from 55,000 to 110,000, as previously reported by the Post. When I was working at the joint at the Hard Rock Hotel, you know how many hours I would have to work to make $100,000 in a year? I mean, an insane amount of work, and I'm not talking about sitting around in an office making trades, I'm talking about setting up concerts. And for those of you out there who know how labor-intensive that is, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All of that stuff you see on a stage, it doesn't just show up there, right? You have to build it. There were plenty of times when I was working in that industry where I would work 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days in a row, 18 hours a day, on salary, folks. And my salary wasn't that great, believe me when I tell you. And these dudes are out here complaining about $110,000? You know what my biggest bonus ever at the Hard Rock was as a manager? $1,500. $1,500 measly bucks. And I worked at the place from 1999 until 2016. So these guys complaining about 110 grand, 55 grand, what would that do to change your life? And now I know, again, I know it's all relative, right? We can't, you know, be mad at these guys because they're making dough. That's really not my point. I don't care how much they make. It's the fact that they're out here crying about it. Talk about tone deaf. How many people are living paycheck to paycheck, hand to mouth, and these guys are complaining about their $110,000 bonus? This is literally a pay cut from last year with inflation considered, one banker griped on the blog's popular chat forum. Not going to be giving much effort at work going forward, if I'm being honest. Well, isn't that nice? And honestly, what effort do you have to give in your office anyway? Sit around and crunch some numbers? These guys are overpaid, in my opinion, as it is. We all know that Wall Street is full of snakes and charlatans, and certainly full of criminals. So when these guys get up here and cry about them getting waxed, I just can't bring myself to have any empathy for them. And folks, I also worked for a company called Cantor Fitzgerald. You might have heard of them. Pretty big on Wall Street. I worked for that company as well at the Hard Rock when I moved over to the sports book. They ran the sports books. And the company is a stock brokerage. They do swaps and the rest of it. And the people that would be sent from corporate, they would give me the actual cringes. I would never want to go out with those dudes when they were here. Just not my thing. I don't like people like this. I don't like people who look down at a segment of society and think that they're better than the rest of us. I just don't dig it. But these guys are a different breed. Now, don't get it twisted. I don't mean everybody. There aren't everybody in the financial sector. Junior bankers especially isn't a scumbag. I'm talking about the industry as a whole. And when these guys complain that they're taking a haircut or they're losing money, it's not a good look for the rest of us out here that are grinding away for 16, 18, 20 bucks an hour.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today just killed morale, and our group has already been getting crushed. Another junior banker complained. Have had very little motivation to work, and that just got thrown out the window. I mean, really? So imagine being a regular old employee and your manager showing up to work and saying, hey, look, we got to cut your hours. We're cutting back. Everybody's only getting 34. So now you're only getting 68 hours on your paycheck, and you're left to figure out how to make up the difference. Do you really think that's the same for these bankers when they get this short bonus? And I'm using air quotes here. No, it's nowhere near the same. Yet another chimed in that the paltry payout was the bank's way of telling employees, go find another job. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe Barclays is finally going to have to pay the piper. A Barclays spokesman declined to comment, but a source close to the bank noted that pay is variable and that good performance is always rewarded. When they say good performance, that means if they have enough predatory loans out there to screw people like you, yeah, then they're going to get a fat bonus. It's just such a slimy, smarmy industry. The complaints come as Wall Street faces a sharp drop-off in the flow of big corporate deals, including IPOs and leveraged financing, sparking renewed fears that layoffs are looming in the months ahead. On Monday, Goldman said it planned to slow hiring and reinstate employee reviews that are used to cull laggard employees. So what they're doing now is they're looking for a way to fire people. And this is what happens in a recession. People don't want to realize it or they don't want to accept it for whatever reason. But the fact is this. The job loss, you'll start seeing people losing their jobs. It'll be a trickle at first, and then it'll be a huge wave. And that's when you know we're fully ensconced within this recession. But it's here already, folks. I mean, we're operating in two straight quarters of negative GDP. And when you see the financial sector start getting waxed, you know that things are on their way. Senior bankers are sure to see smaller bonuses when they're announced later this year, but that's no surprise to them. In the meantime, some confess to a bit of a schadenfreude as they watch the junior set finally facing reality. Many of the little effers were unhappy in March before bonuses, one senior banker told the Post. Most entitled group of people in the history of mankind. I don't disagree with that, honestly. Now, I'm kind of sickened to have to agree with a senior banker because those guys are the real problem. But there's a lot of entitlement with junior bankers, especially right now. And if you think that you're owed something, breaking news, you're not. You're going to have to get out there and earn it like the rest of us. And now that they have performance coming back, right, performance reviews, it's going to be easier for these banks to get rid of people who are curmudgeons or people who don't want to be there, really. But the reality is this, folks. The financial sector has played a huge part, if not the biggest part, in bringing us to where we're at. And watching them take it in the shorts a little bit, man, oh man, your boy is here for it. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed can be found in the description box. All right, everybody, I'll be back with a little bit more later on, and I hope that all of you are having a good one.